one world global currency. October 4th. The New World Order. Christopher Columbus from the New World to the New World Order. Friends, it's time for us to become like Christopher Columbus, to gird up the courage of our convictions, to press on against all odds, to be willing to undergird mockings and scourgings if necessary, and rejection if necessary, to press forward with the calling of God in our lives toward the promised land. For Christopher Columbus, he thought he was heading toward a promised land, never quite reached it. He forged away. But now, in the spiritual sense, you and I must press toward that promised land. Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, of course, for the next hour, well, they're supposed to be the views of Bob Chapman, but he hasn't called in yet, so it's going to be just you and me. And if you like to talk about something, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, what is going on in the world today? Well, if you look at the stock market, it's just going up. It's over 11,000. Isn't that really great? Things must be really good, but are they really good? Or is this simply a matter of conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses, which is an essential element in any democratic society, at least according to Edward Bernay in his book Propaganda. And by driving, of course, the stock market up, people feel good. But if you see what's really happening, it's a very low volume. That is not a normal uptake in the stock market. It is simply represents the fact that it's being manipulated by the working group on financial markets. It's known as the plunge protection team, and they cheat. They manipulate the stock market. And if you don't believe the stock market is manipulated, you go to your search engine or get somebody else to go to the search engine and look up the working group on financial markets. The working group on financial markets or the plunge protection team, and you'll see that this is exactly what they're doing. They're manipulating the stock market on a very low volume, and they're putting it up because the election's coming up in November, and they want you to feel good about the election, and they certainly don't want you to be concerned about what's going on and maybe even simply vote some of those crooked politicians out, the finest politicians in Washington, D.C., that money could buy. Well, Bob Chapman just came on the line. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Well, pretty good. Pretty good.
You almost, I almost had a heart attack when you hadn't called in on the hour. I was thinking, what am I going to say for an hour? But there's just so much to talk about. And certainly, I think one of the most important things is the speech that Ben Bernanke gave. And he gave it on the 4th of October. Didn't get much press coverage, but basically, he made a very profound statement. He said things cannot keep going the way they are. We are in an unsustainable condition. And then he quoted Herbert Stein, who was, he said is a very wise economist, who once said, if something cannot go on forever, it will stop. if something cannot go on forever, it will stop. Now, there is a profound statement, but what he's really saying is we're in an impossible situation. We're putting out too much money. We can't keep borrowing money because people aren't going to lend it to us anymore. And we're either going to have to bring things under control or default on our debt, and the whole thing's going to come toppling down. And it's going to be the fault of Congress, certainly not my fault. Isn't that, in essence, what he said?
It is. And one must remember, if I remember correctly, that Herbert Stein left his job early to let him go.
Well, basically, of course, he didn't want to go along with this whole charade. And basically, you can't keep spending money you don't have indefinitely. You can't keep borrowing money indefinitely, and that's what we're doing. But the other countries are not buying our bonds. The Fed's buying most of the bonds. It's creating money out of nothing. But as that goes on too much longer, why, it'll destroy the value of the currency, and we'll get runaway inflation. So Mr. Bernanke, I think, is telling Congress, you're going to have to shape up or we're not going to bail you out. Is that sort of the inference you got?
Yeah, that's the inference, but I think what he was expressing more, because we know what's going on inside, is that, you know, if you don't bring this thing together for me, I can't help you.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment. If you have a question for Bob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, we're on the edge of an abyss. Go right ahead, Bob.
I think Mr. Bernanke was very surprised because he thought that the stimulus program and the quantitative easing the first time around would have done the job, and it didn't. And, in fact, it left everything pretty much ready for a nosedive. And that's what's been going on for the last, well, 4 or 5 months. And so he's trying to figure out, what do I do next? And, you know, all of these people know, because they've studied economic history, that this has been tried hundreds, if not thousands, of times, and it hasn't worked. You can't rescue an economy by throwing money at it. It's just as simple as that.
Well, it works pretty well for a short period of time, and then, of course, the effect begins to wear off, so you got to throw in more money, and that really stimulates things, and everybody's happy for a time, and then it slows down. You got to throw in more money until you end up like it was after the French Revolution. And we have a wonderful book called Fiat Money Inflation in France that tells exactly what happened following the French Revolution when they tried just what we're trying today. And the only thing that rescued France was the fact that there was a little general, his name was Napoleon. And when, of course, the people started to riot and demonstrate, and they couldn't get anybody in the French army to turn the cannons on the people, there was one man who turned the army's cannons on the people, and his name was Napoleon. So they appointed him dictator, and of course, the rest is history. But go right ahead.
Well, I think the public had a strange way of showing their appreciation for Napoleon, because they had this giant tomb that they made for him in Paris, and they still think that those were glorious days when we, you know, saw the Napoleonic Wars in Europe, when in fact they were a disaster for Europe. And but people, you know, they sometimes see the vainglorious part and not the realities of what is going on. And that was the reality of that time. It was a very difficult time.
And, of course, what they did is they killed off all the valiant and courageous people of France, so that today, why, the French army is sort of a laughingstock, you know. And it, I mean, they killed them off there in the Napoleonic Wars, the First World War, with bayonet charges into machine gun fire, and all the brave and courageous genetic material of France was largely destroyed, tragically, in those senseless, senseless wars. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman. We're talking about really what's going on and how suddenly economists understand that you cannot have a financial system based upon paper without anything behind the currency and have it work indefinitely. It works pretty well for a period of time. It's really worked quite well up until recently. But now we have massive debt. Nobody wants to buy our debt because they think we're going to default, and we are going to default. And we have a Social Security system and a Medicare system and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the FDIC and the pension system for the federal government, the pension guarantee system for the federal government. They're all bankrupt. And most of our states are bankrupt. They can't pay their bonded indebtedness or the massive pension funds, unfunded pension funds. The whole system is beginning to crumble, and nobody wants to say it. And I don't think Ben Bernanke really is an insider. I don't think he really understands that this whole thing is set up at this time because they want to destroy our economy and out of the chaos to bring a world government. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I think they know exactly what they're doing, and poor old Ben Bernanke's not going to be the one who takes the gets the blame for it, when, of course, he is simply a bit player in this whole scheme of things. What do you think about that, Bob?
Well, I think I don't know whether he realizes it or not. It's hard to tell. You know, he's an academic, and he's never really been in the business world, and he's trying to work out a problem. And I don't know whether he knows that it's insolvable or not. And
he can't
make a call on it.
He's the patsy who's going to take the blame for this whole thing that's been set up.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, that Greenspan sure knew what was going on.
Well, of course he did. Well, Greenspan was brilliant. I mean, he created the stock market bubble. He created the housing bubble. He encouraged the use of derivatives. He discouraged, you know, the use of, proper loaning techniques. He encouraged the, what do they call adjustable rate mortgages, said people ought to get rid of their fixed rate mortgages and get adjustable rate mortgages. What sort of insanity is that? Alan Greenspan knew exactly what he was doing. He set out to destroy our economy, and he accomplished it.
Well, I agree with that. And, all he had to have done at that time was change the margin requirements from 50 to 60%, and that whole bubble in the dot-com era would have never happened. And I wrote about it at the time, but, you know, nobody was listening. They just wanted to go on their merry way, and lots of people make lots of money. And so, you know, people overlook things, and they really shouldn't, but they do. And, but anyway, I don't know whether Bernanke knows or not, but I don't think it's important. The important thing is he doesn't know what to do.
Well, the thing
All
is, Bob,
that throwing money at it will solve the problem like it has before.
Well, I think
not this time.
I don't think there's anything he can do if he throws more money at it. He'll, why foreign countries aren't going to lend us any money, and if they don't lend us any money, then what are we going to do with the debt? He'll just have to create money to soak up the debt. If he doesn't throw more money into the economy, then the whole thing goes into a death spiral. So he's darned if he does and darned if he doesn't.
You're right. He's trapped. I think he realizes it now. And part of that speech reflected that, I think. But, the big question here is, can they pull the plug when they want to? And I don't think they can. I think there's been too much exposure to what they've done and what they're pursuing. And I think it's too late. And I think the system's going to go down. They're not going to be able to control it. Too many people have talked about these arranged wars, finally. We've been looking at the situation with one war after another for, 60 years, 70 years? And it changes nothing. It just enriches the people behind the scenes, gives them a greater control of the people of the world, if not the United States, and it allows them to continue to loot the people of the world and the United States of their hard-earned assets, if you may. And it's just been a cyclical, long-term long-term thing that's been going on.
Well, you know, it's fascinating as we see this whole scenario unfold. The average person doesn't really understand that. Actually, Bernanke concluded his speech with this statement. Today, and he's talking to Congress, today I've highlighted our nation's fiscal challenges. In the past few years, the recession and the financial crisis, along with the policy actions taken to buffer their effects, have eroded our fiscal situation. An improving economy should reduce near-term deficits, but our public finances are nevertheless on an unsustainable path in the long term, reflecting in large part our aging population and the continued rise in health care costs. We should not underestimate this fiscal challenge. Failing to respond to them would endanger our economic future. And what he's basically saying is there's not enough money to pay for the Medicare benefits that have been promised, for the Social Security benefits that have been promised, or for the Medicare health care benefits that have been promised. We've made all of these promises, but they're unsustainable. And that's just a fancy way of saying, we are in deep trouble because there's no way the promises of the politicians can ever be fulfilled. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're out there in the audience and you have Social Security or you think you're going to get it and you have Medicare and you think you're going to be able to keep your Medicare, you better think again. You better start making plans on how you're going to be able to support yourself and provide for your medical care, because these systems are totally bankrupt and they're going to have to ration access to health care. And if you want health care for yourself, why, you're going to have to be prepared to pay for it and either get it, if you can't get it in this country, go elsewhere, because of course they intend to cut off health care for the elderly. Well, we've got tort reform would help. Okay, what about what would happen if we were to tie our currency to gold, maybe at $5,000 an ounce? Would that help to bring things under control, Bob?
Well, first of all, do we have any gold? And I know we have gold, but who does it belong to? Or is it just tungsten bars with gold coating? We don't know any of these things because there has been no audit of the gold in government, the Treasury, for, what, 54 years, since 1954? And so if we have the gold, I think going back to a gold standard will work. There will be a haircut in the value of the dollar. But, you know, the dollar isn't the only currency with terrible problems. Most of the currencies in the world are that way in different degrees. And so they're going to have a meeting multilaterally, hundreds of nations, and decide the value of each currency to be reviewed every 6 months, and perhaps a new currency being put into operation. But it would have to be backed at least 15% in gold. Now, if the U.S. has their gold, they can survive in that environment, because at $5,000 an ounce, they'd have plenty of backing. And but we don't know, because the Treasury and Congress so far hasn't allowed the amount of gold to be checked that's in the mint. And so it would be a solution. There's absolutely no question about it. And in fact, it is the best solution, because what's control upon what's going on? And so it's the only known way in history that a control can be put on a currency, taking it from being fiat.
And I think people have to understand we have a fiat currency. It's been tried. It was tried in ancient Rome. Was tried in ancient Greece. It was tried many times down through the years. The Lombard system was tried in Florence and was tried in Venice. And they got wonderful societies, but they eventually went bankrupt. Of course, we tried it with the continental dollar, and they tried it in France in 1703, 1704 with John Law, and they tried it in France in 1789. And it's been tried repeatedly, and it's never worked. I mean, we had a pretty good system until we went off the gold standard. Even after Roosevelt called in the gold, at least we had a 40% requirement for gold back. Of course, they doubled the price of gold so you could make twice as much money and created temporary prosperity. But now we have nothing behind our currency. And all the currencies in the world are simply printing more and more paper out there trying to drive the value of their currency down to increase their exports. And now we seem to have a competition for a race to the bottom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Gold and silver have been skyrocketing in power and in price in these recent months. We haven't seen this for many, many years. Well, how high is it going to go, Bob?
Well, I think based upon real inflation, John Williams' figure is probably as good as we can get at this time, which is about $7,700 an ounce.
That would be for gold. What about silver?
Well, I think silver is a hard one to figure, but it could be anywhere between $100 and $500 an ounce. I mean, who knows?
Well, there traditionally has been a ratio between gold and silver, 16 to 1. It's about 50 to 60 to 1 right now. So all of these things have a way of going up. Silver is the ultimate money. Gold is the storehouse of wealth and the basis of a monetary system. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got a question for Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Okay, Bob. Well, certainly it's really been exciting as far as I can see. And we've got Don, I believe, calling from Chicago right now. Hi, Don. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Investment. I said, as long as the price of gold is skyrocketing, as long as the gold is running up. But Bob, what will happen if we go into a deflation? What will happen to the value of numismatic coins?
I think they're going through the roof, and of course, the price of gold will too, and the price of the shares will as well. I think the more speculative aspect is the shares. Even the good quality ones. But that's where the big rewards are. And the same with the numismatics. Bullion will go one for one, whether it's silver or gold. And, I mean, it can't do anything but. And so the different ratio of gains is going to be enormous. And so what you have to do is maybe diversify among all three.
I think that's probably the best rule of all: diversify, diversify, diversify.
Anything else? In the publication, the International Forecaster, we recommend gold and silver shares, and we recommend brokers who do that as well as brokers for coins. So, for those of you who,
Okay, fine. Well, thank you very much for calling, Don, and let's go to Nick, who's calling from Carmel. Hi, Nick. How you doing?
Good. Hi, Dr. Stan. Good evening to you and Bob. I have a question for you, for Bob. Bob, normally when the Treasury sells their Treasury bills and somebody buys them, they have to pay interest on them Treasury bills, right, that they've sold. Now, when the Fed comes in and is buying the Treasuries, is their interest paid there one way or the other?
Yes, it is, and then after expenses, the Fed gives the money back to the Treasury.
But doesn't the Fed actually pay a dividend to the owners of their stock?
Yes, but I don't know whether that comes before or after, and I would think it would come after payment to the Treasury Department.
But if they give all the money back to the Treasury Department, there's no money for the dividends, so they'd have to give the dividends before they gave the money to the Treasury Department, because they're not supposed to keep any money, theoretically, that is. Although they live very well. I mean, it costs $1 billion or so just to maintain the Fed and its staff. But I do know that they pay a dividend to the shareholders, who are the large banks who own the Federal Reserve. It's a very incestuous relationship. Anything else you want to ask, Nick?
Yeah, but again, you know, is there any interest paid? I just don't understand. Is there the interest? Is there any interest that the Treasury pays out on that the Treasury bills that the Fed has bought?
Well, the answer has to be yes.
And of course, well,
again, like Stan said, the money is given back to the Treasury, and evidently, after the dividends are paid to the owners of the Federal Reserve, which are the 12 Federal Reserve banks.
And here's how it works, Nick. The Fed creates money out of nothing. Just creates it, you know. It's artificial. And then, of course, they buy the Treasury bills, and then they get paid interest on it. That's a pretty good scam. Theoretically, they give all of their profit back out of the Treasury Department when they're all through.
But so the taxpayers still paying the interest on them treasuries.
All right, but then, of course, the Fed theoretically gives the money back to the Treasury.
Right.
They just keep out a good deal for the good times of the cigars and the other things that they do, about $1 billion in pocket chains.
So they do pay the interest on
them treasury bills. Okay, that's how it
and
works.
Then one more question. Bob explained on the afternoon show about the repo market, and I missed that. Could he explain that again?
What the Federal Reserve does is they decide how much money that they want to inject into what they call the repo market, and they contact the owners of the Fed and other banks and say, we need $10 billion today, and we need it for 3 days. And the banks will say, okay, here's $1 trillion. And they credit the books of the banks who give them the money and debit themselves. The problem is they don't have any money to pay for these bonds, so they create money out of thin air. And the money is used in the marketplace by the 18 dealers who act for the Fed, and in that way the Fed manipulates the markets. And then after 3 days the money is withdrawn and the balance goes back to zero.
And remember, the way it's set up is they win, we lose. That's the basis of the whole story. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you got a question, give us a call. Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And the problem is that there isn't certainly any support within the hierarchy who run the system for a gold-backed currency, because I think they don't want a solution. I think they want to wreck the system. I think they're in the process of buying up gold so that when this whole system comes down, the golden rule will apply, and that is that he who has the gold rules. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I think that's what they're up to. But whether they're buyers in the market remains to be seen. But they could have been buyers in the market a long time ago, they being the Fed or the Treasury. But I don't think that happened. I think there's individual or corporate buyers out there who've been buying ever since gold was 252, and you saw the amount of sales that were made some 10 years ago by the Bank of England, and they sold off half their gold at an average price of around $2.75 an ounce. And that was an epic situation, because essentially the Rothschilds bought most of the gold, and they said it was for their clients. And since then they left the London Gold Pool. And it may have been true, but I don't think so. I think it was to stash it away for themselves and essentially take it away from the British people. And then after that, I understand that they leased the remainder of their gold. We'll never know that, because they won't tell us. It's just like all the other central banks. They don't want to tell you what they're doing. And that leaves the the whole system open to all kinds of criminality and manipulation. And so it's not a good system when you have central banks that won't divulge any of that information.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris said Bob Chapman saying that the Federal Reserve System, the central banks, won't really tell people what they're doing. I mean, they're turning out all sorts of money. We don't know how much money they've turned out, somewhere $8 to $12 trillion. Where is the money gone? Well, it's gone. It's gone to banks, but they don't want anybody to know because they say that would embarrass the banks, and there might be a run on the bank if they knew that we were sending them money. So we're not going to tell you what we're doing. And they say, well, you are part of the government. You have to know we're not part of the government. We're a private central bank, and we are above the law. Well, apparently, there are all sorts of lawsuits are coming about to say, well, you know, you are handling the money. You have to let the people know what you're doing. Where do we stand with those lawsuits, Bob?
Well, the most famous one is by the media organization called Bloomberg, and the district court, federal district court, found in behalf of Bloomberg and said, you've got to tell to the Federal Reserve what's going on. They said, no, this is a state secret. So Bloomberg then tried to force the Federal Reserve and at the appellate level, and Bloomberg won again, and the Fed said, no, we're not going to do it. Now, the situation right now is that they have to appeal to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court has to decide to adjudicate the case. I don't think the Supreme Court is going to take the case, but that won't happen until next June. So what they're essentially doing is buying time, and I think in the end they're going to have to tell, and the question was, where did all the money go? Was it collateralized? Has it been paid back? And they don't want to tell anybody. And the reason why is they bailed everybody out. Everybody being lending institutions of all types, not only in the United States, but in Europe. And that's what they don't want to tell people. The whole system has been undermined. The major banking institutions in Europe and the United States are bankrupt.
And that is because, of course, buying these faulty collateralized debt obligations and mortgage-backed securities. And the Federal Reserve System has only a few things it can do. It can stimulate the economy by injecting money in, lowering the interest rates. Well, they've already injected an awful lot of money in. We don't know how much they've injected, a couple of trillion dollars here in the United States. They've lowered the interest rates to zero, and the economy is sputtering along. Unemployment's 9.6%. Gross domestic product is falling from 3.5% during the first quarter to 1.6% in the second quarter, and who knows what it's going to be in the third quarter, but basically the economy is imploding, and they've done everything they can. They can't lower the interest rates much lower than 0%. They can't throw much more money into here without destroying the value of our currency. They're trapped between a rock and a hard place. Well, basically, Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster and to get the information that comes out twice a week. I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I look forward both Wednesday and Saturday to Bob's International Forecaster. It has information you won't find elsewhere. How can they get in touch with you, Bob?
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays via email, runs around 40 pages each time, and we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. If you'd like to get a free introductory copy, you can do that by going to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. If you have a question, and we answer everyone, you can email us at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Bob at intforecaster.com. If you'd like to call in toll-free, that number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Bob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. The Federal Reserve is in a box. It can't lower the interest rates below zero to stimulate the economy. If we put any more money into the economy, where other countries simply are not going to loan to us, and we're totally dependent upon loans from other countries. This last year, why the Fed couldn't get anybody to buy their bonds, so they had to produce the money out of nothing. But you can't keep doing that indefinitely. Everybody's going to bail out because they know this will destroy the value of our currency, and the people are holding large numbers of T-bonds and agency bonds. That's the bonds for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They're going to sell them off. Countries are going to turn away from the dollar because they're going to lose confidence in it. Currency, you know, they deserve confidence when it's stable. But when you're just churning out more and more and more money to try and make the economy work, eventually people lose confidence in the economy, and we have an unsustainable situation, which is what Mr. Bernanke is talking about. I suggest if you have access to a computer, go up to your computer and pull down the speech that Mr. Bernanke gave on the 4th of October and read it through five times or at least three times to figure out what he's talking about. But his message is very clear. What is going on today is no longer sustainable, and we may be able to temporarily get out of the mess we're in, but in the long run, of why you cannot continue providing health care and Social Security and Medicare drug benefits for our people, because we have too many people and not enough money and not enough income. And, of course, I believe that they know exactly what they're doing. I think there's a group of people who want to destroy America, and that's why they've made all these promises and provided all of these programs, because they know it's the most efficient means possible to destroy what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we've got Ruby calling from Live Oak. Hi, Ruby, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a question for Bob or you or either one. I heard on the news today that President Obama is going to somehow produce whether it's $2 billion or $4 billion to fix up all the infrastructure and the roads and the railroads and in the United States so that he could put Americans to work. And it sounds something like, you know, what Roosevelt did. And I was wondering if maybe you guys could comment on that. I'd just like to know how they're going to do that.
Well, they're going to try to get $50 billion from Congress.
Whoa.
That's 50. And it is intended to create jobs in the infrastructure. Surely needs help, so to speak. And they need a lot more than $50 billion. But of his quest to stimulate the economy, that probably is something that is better than the other ideas. And the reason why is it'll put people to work and at least temporarily help to build up the infrastructure, which is in sad shape. The other items that he probably didn't mention was that he wants $200 billion in tax credits for the big corporations, and he also wants $100 billion in tax credits for research for those same corporations. That's $300 billion. The problem with that is that Congress has to approve it, but even more important is that these same corporations are sitting on $3 trillion in cash. they need a tax break like they need a hole in the head. And so I don't think that's going to fly. I think it's going to be very, very, very difficult for him to get them passed. They've already given an extended Social Security payment, which was $34 billion, and another one will be coming along, probably a little bit larger than that. And I think that's going to be passed by Congress in perpetuity, because they don't want people marching on Washington and breaking down their doors and hanging them. And so they'll probably continue to get that money. And so these are the kind of things that they're trying to do. They want to put a 1% tax in all financial transactions. They want to put a 5% tax on all the workers' income so that it can be put into a fund or what they call a retirement fund, or the name that they've given it is R bonds, which are retirement bonds, and they're supposed to be there for you when you retire. And of course, the money won't be there. It'll be like Social Security. It went into the general fund, and that was the end of it. Also, Medicare was treated the same way. That's why they're broke. And they're also, and we discussed this afternoon, and very few people have talked about it within the, at least the general media, like CNBC and Bloomberg and CNN, and as well as most of the newsletter writers, and that is that they also want to commandeer the 401ks and the IRAs, giving this guaranteed retirement income, which will never be there, and they want to take that $6 trillion and they want to pour it into the Social Security and the general fund so that they can take the corporations and the labor unions off the hook, whose pensions are vastly underfunded. With the labor unions, it's about 45% funded, if it's that. And the corporations, on the S&P 500, it ranges between 70 and 75%. But overall, on corporations, it's around 55 or 60. So they like that idea. So the government will take over all that responsibility, and they won't have to worry about it anymore. So this class warfare is being financed and pushed on the American public from corporations as well as labor unions.
And I really think that people have to understand that that there are real problems out there, that there are no solutions to these problems. And certainly, where is the money going to come from for all of this? Well, basically, it's going to come from taxes. Now, they have actually refused to renew the taxes, the Bush tax cuts. They say, well, we'll get around to that after the elections. Well, if they don't actually renew those, why, of course, it's going to raise the taxes on entrepreneurs, on the businesses. So a corporation will be paying 39% income tax here if he keeps his industries here. If he moves his factories overseas, he can do it for absolutely nothing. So what they're going to do is encourage more and more corporations simply to move overseas. This is the frightening thing about it. And then the small business owners are really afraid to invest. They don't know what's going to happen to the economy. But the best way to destroy the recovery would be to increase taxes at this time, which Obama promised he wouldn't do, and he seems to be intent upon doing it. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, it's my feeling he doesn't make any decisions. They're all made behind the scenes, and he just does what he's told to do. And this is part and parcel of bringing that whole spectrum of American life down, so that with the economy and the finances being on their back, so to speak, that what will happen is that people will be forced to accept world government. And that's the path that they're taking. And all of these things that they're doing are part of that whole thing itself that they're trying to perpetrate, not only in Americans, but people all over the world.
So we're in for very difficult problems. Ruby, did you have any other questions you wanted to ask?
No, you just answered everything really thoroughly. It's very confusing for me. A lot of it is. I just keep thinking, where's all this money supposed to come from if all of our if they're outsourcing all of our jobs, if our unemployment is so high, where's all this money supposed to come from? I mean, do they think there's a money tree growing in the backyard?
Absolutely. They call it the U.S. Treasury Mint. They have their printing presses are running full-time, and there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the value of its currency, and that's what they're intent upon doing, Ruby. If you're looking at it logically, it doesn't make any sense. If you're looking at it from the point of view that they want to destroy our economy, it makes a lot of sense. What are your thoughts, Bob?
Exactly the same as yours, and that's why they're doing all these things. I mean, who would have ever thought that private pensions could be confiscated by the government?
Right.
I mean, this is something right out of Das Kapital. You think Karl Marx wrote this, or someone in the labor ministry, or the Finanzamt in Germany during the 1930s.
This is just so much worse than the Carter years. It just seems like our whole country is going down a black hole.
Well, that's it. Jimmy Carter was the first trilateral president.
Absolutely.
And since that time, between 1977 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, which has never had more than 87 members in the North American chapter. But the people who control the major banks, the people who control the major media, the people who control the major corporations, the people who control the Bank of Israel, the Bank of Canada, they're all part of the membership list, and if you want to verify it, you can simply go to trilateral.org, and there's a place at the bottom you can request the membership list. They'll send it to you by email, or you can get from us something called the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and we give you all of their lists, so you'll have it right at your fingertips. Thanks so much for calling, Ruby.
Thank
Appreciate
you very
it.
Much.
Bye-bye, and our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, our guest, Bob Chapman. And we love to have him on because these are certainly some of the most exciting, dangerous, and really terrifying financial times that I've lived in. I've been following this for 48 years. But you are seeing the demise of the American economic system as our government actively encourages corporations to move overseas with their manufacturing. How do they do that? Well, they give them special loans to build their buildings, give them guarantees against confiscation, but they give them a tax break, where they don't have to pay corporate taxes in the United States as long as their facilities are overseas. So they're making lots of money and they're keeping it overseas. And of course, the corporations have lots of money, the banks have lots of money, but they're not spending it because they want to bring down the economy. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Well, Bob, we've got 3 minutes for you to back up the program, and hopefully we'll have a caller here, but you go right ahead. What are your thoughts? What should people be doing today?
I think people should prepare.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
What he's saying is our current course is unsustainable, and if something is going to eventually have to stop, why it's going to. And that was the words that Herbert Stein had used, the exact quotation. If something cannot go on forever, it will stop. If something cannot go on forever, it will stop. What can't go on forever? Why putting out all the money for Social Security, Medicare, the drugs? Because there's no money to do it with. And they know that. The population's growing older. We've got all the baby boomers retiring. They've made promises that they can't keep. They've lied to the American people. And nobody has the courage to tell you, well, you start making plans for your own survival, ladies and gentlemen, because you're going to have difficult times. And let me first of all mention we are having our all-day seminar. It's going to be a week from now. It's going to be this coming Sunday here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. And this is the last day we can accept the reservations, because we have to let them know tomorrow how many people are going to be there for lunch. So we're serving lunch. We're going to open the doors at 8. And we're going to go through to 5 o'clock. We've got great speakers coming from across America. So if you want to come to the all-day Radio Liberty Seminar at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and we hope that you can make it, but you're going to have to get your reservations in right now, because as of tonight, why we cut off for the reservations. And then, of course, we do hope many of you out there will want to get my talks on the financial tsunami and the financial Armageddon, two different talks. But there's a syllabus with one. The financial tsunami was perhaps 5-6 years ago. Financial Armageddon was about 2 years ago. And we explained to you how they intentionally created this whole financial collapse. And then, of course, you can read our newsletters up on our website at RadioLiberty.com, or you can get them in pamphlet form. We have three pamphlets on finance. One is certainly The History of Money. It's 5 newsletters. One is Prophetic Warning. It's Andrew Jackson's farewell address in 1837, where he told you exactly what is going on today, how the banks have taken over our nation and are intent upon using it for their own advantages. He didn't understand the Brotherhood of Darkness. He didn't understand that what they really wanted to do was to destroy this nation and merge us into a world government. When you understand that, it all makes sense. But his prophetic warning is well worthwhile. And then, of course, the final ones that on the economic collapse, you can just simply call and order all three of those talks. They're all in pamphlet form, inexpensive. You need to have the information so you can discuss this intelligently with others. Your job is to let people know that they want to destroy our economy. Why would they do that? Because they want to bring on a world government. And how can we document that fact? Henry Kissinger, go up on the internet. Henry Kissinger, I believe it was January 2009, a New York Times, and January, February 2009. It's called A Chance for a New World Order. That's the topic, the title of the article in the New York Times. In January or February of 2009, Henry Kissinger, New York Times, January, February 2009, A Chance for a New World Order. Read what he says. And what he says is, nations will have two choices. Join the new international financial order or face chaos. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to bring chaos on every country that will not accede to their demands, because you're dealing with the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book about the spiritual force that energizes the Brotherhood of Darkness, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can listen to our programs 9 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com or 24 hours a day on the Genesis feed at 1760-LOWSO11. And then, of course, please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection, we'll be right back. Dr. Stan back here for the second hour of our evening program. And, of course, our guest this evening for the second hour is Deborah Tavares. And we're going to be talking about smart meters. What is a smart meter? Well, these are the new meters being installed here in California, but they're being installed all across the country. They're electronic meters. And, of course, they have one advantage, is you no longer have to have people coming out to your home to read your gas and electric meters. This is all going to be done electronically. But much more than that, now they're going to be able to raise your electric bill. If you insist on using your electricity in the middle of the day when it's boiling hot and you need air conditioning, oh, you're not supposed to do that. We're going to run your electric bill way up because you're not doing what we want. We want you to turn down or turn off your air conditioning in the middle of the day when it's very, very hot, and we want you to turn off your electric heating in the wintertime when it's very, very cold, because these people are part of an agenda, and that is to raise up the price of electricity and lower the living standards of the American people. They know exactly what they're doing, but the average individual doesn't understand the smart meters. And of course, there's so much discussion about the smart meters, and it is all designed to lead you away from the truth. So without further ado, we're now talking to Deborah Tavares, and she lives up. Do you live in the Santa Rosa area somewhere in there? Where do you live, Deborah?
Well, good evening, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me on. Yes, I am in Sebastopol, actually, which is right near Santa Rosa.
All right, fine. Why don't you tell us how you got interested in the issue of smart meters and what this is really about?
Well, I first became interested when I had some tenants call. We own a number of apartment buildings in both Northern California and in Southern California. And it was initiated to us by tenants' concerns about what are we going to do for them with the smart meters and their concerns about EMFs, which is electromagnetic fields, and how that might impact their health. And that initiated our looking into what this all meant for us. It started with a call to the insurance carrier asking them if we had coverage with prevention of litigation. And we were informed that, indeed, there was no coverage available. And with that, we went to both Southern California and PG&E, which are our carriers, our electric companies that provide in both those locations, to find out about a study. We felt that that would be easy enough, that since they were installing millions and millions of smart meters, certainly they must know they're safe or they wouldn't be installing them. So we asked them for studies, and it took many months to learn that the studies had been waived by the California Public Utility Commission, which left us really out on the limb, not being able to provide our tenants with any sense of safety around their concerns, and a growing anxiety on our part that we would become the line of first defense. Well, having several meetings with our provider, PG&E in Northern California, they brought their attorney into one of the meetings that I had attended, and we directly asked him if how would they handle a lawsuit that might be presented to us as a landlord by a tenant claiming EMF illness. And we were told by him that the utility company would not be responsible because they were under mandate from the Public Utility Commission. And with that, the vulnerability around this became extremely clear, and our concern heightened, and we started to learn much more about it and the hidden agenda behind it, and realized that we were really indeed going to be that first line of defense.
And in fact, there was basically PG&E says it's not our fault. We're told to do it by the PUC, but the PUC is going right along with the electric industry all across the country. This has been dictated. This has been mandated. Of course, PG&E is going to make a lot of money. They're not going to have to hire people to go around to the homes to read the gas and electric meters. But more than that, this is going to give them the ability to control people's access to electricity and when they can use their electricity. And this is the part of what people really don't understand. And then there are some people who are very, very sensitive to EMG, and we'll be back in just a moment here. All right, you go right ahead.
Well, our utility company calls this climate smart, and they're saying that we need to take a step in the right direction and lower our carbon footprint today. That's how they present this to the folks, to their customers. They first send out letters informing a customer that they are excited to be installing the smart meter program in their area, and that the customer does not need to be home when these meters are installed. They are powered down briefly while the new meter is put in place, and they say that the automated meter reading technology will give you, and you will have no longer have to wait for a monthly bill to know how much energy you use. And they say within approximately 30 days of the installation of the smart meter, the customer will be able to log on to the website to see and track their hourly electric and daily gas energy use. And until the meter is read remotely by the smart meter system, the PG&E reader will continue to read the meter on a monthly basis. They also tell us that utilities throughout the nation and around the world are using smart meter technology with great success. And at the end of 2009, that over 76 million advanced metering devices were deployed worldwide, and that number is expected to double by 2013. And in the long run, the smart meter program is expected to benefit our environment by decreasing demand on the power grid and better utilizing renewable energy sources and reducing the need for additional fossil fuel plants. This is what they say in the customer letters that each customer receives with their excited announcement that they will soon be deployed. The smart meters will be deployed in their area. And this is a concern. We're having people calling us very concerned about what this means. They know that they are going to have increased utility costs. They know that they are going to have appliance change-out requirements, that there are going to be radio-transmitted smart meter radiation associated with memory loss and a range of many other symptoms. There will be invasion of privacy. There will be remote power shutdowns. And there will be additional increases and concerns about in-home house fires. And the studies that are presented to the folks who ask them are generic, old, outdated studies from the FCC and the World Health Organization that are based on inadequate studies, as I said.
All right, fine, Deborah. I want you to hold that thought, and we're going to be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Deborah is just simply saying that why do they want to put in the smart meters? Well, they want to decrease your carbon footprint. That's what it's all about. They want to decrease your carbon footprint. What in heaven's name are they talking about? They're talking about the fact that they want to be able to start shutting down electric generating plants so they won't have to have so many of them. And since most of the plants are working maximum at midday, what they want to do is be able to decrease electric utilization at that time. And if you are so insolent that you insist on having your air conditioning running at noontime when it's terribly hot, you're going to be punished. We're going to run the cost of your electricity way up because, of course, we want to punish people who do what we don't want them to do, and we're going to reward those who cut down the use of their electricity, decrease their carbon footprint in that time. Well, of course, we're told that very, very soon we're going to have all of our electricity, or half of it's going to be coming from green sources, from the sun and from wind, but that's not going to change this. They're still going to be able to regulate when you use electricity and how much you use it, and they're going to be able to punish you if you don't go along with what has been decreed by the people who really run the world today. So if you pick up this story now, Deborah, what about the radio fields that's going to be generated? They say it's only generated for 1 or 2 minutes at a time. You know, it's not a constant measure. It's only 1 or 2 minutes at a time. And, of course, that they have definitely proven that there's nothing to worry about from this radiation. But are some people more sensitive to the electromagnetic fields than others?
Absolutely. There are already people that are symptomatic to EMFs prior to even the smart grid being installed, i.e. cell phones and cell towers and the like. But without a study and the cumulative effect on the grid, that will substantially increase what the environment already has to offer folks that are finding sensitivities already. And I want to read very briefly an article from one of the CPU, the California Public Utility Commissioners, Nancy Ryan, said that upgrading the nation's grid has been a hallmark of the Obama administration's energy policy, and stimulus grants have helped fund investments in the smart grid technology in California and throughout the nation. Our deliberate planning process aims to ensure that utility customers actually realize the economic, environmental, reliability, and public health and safety benefits of the grid investments. She says that the key insight here is that the transition to the smart grid is not just a technological event. It represents a complete transformation of how people will use electricity in their homes.
In other words, they're going to direct how you will use your electricity, is that it?
Absolutely. We will be billed on a tier system at time of use so that folks that get home from work that would generally do household tasks will find that that will be an exceedingly costly time to run their lives as they had in the past, that they will pay much higher costs for that period of time, and will be encouraged by the increased cost to to run appliances and do many of those activities in the wee hours of the morning. So their lives and the way they live their lives will transform tremendously. There was a couple in Independence, Missouri, who experienced 110 degrees about 8 weeks ago in the heat and humidity that ended up with a regulating device on their air conditioning unit that was installed as part of an extension of the smart meter grid to their air conditioning equipment. That device remotely powered their thermostat down so that they weren't able to cool their home as they had in the past. In order to not exceed their required allotment in that month, it ended up that they could not use more than 15 minutes of cooling in every hour, but that cooling stations throughout the country will be provided for folks that cannot comfortably live in their homes when the grid is powered down remotely. They will be able to go to a community center in their area. Southern California has that set up for outages and rolling grid outages now. And on your bill, it has a number, and that gives you the address and location of where you can go and be cool when you're powered down in your home.
Well, now, basically, are you suggesting that they are already having some rolling blackouts in these areas, or are these directed by these smart meters?
Southern California is already establishing rolling blackouts that will be directed by the smart meters because they'll be able to remotely power down large swaths of areas.
In other words, it won't be just your home, it'll be whole areas then specifically.
Right. Specifically, I'm speaking to Southern California Edison right now in Southern California. This is already in print, that this is what the process will become.
And people really don't understand. This whole idea is to regulate our lives. And basically, there are people who want to regulate our lives. This whole idea of the carbon footprint is the most ridiculous thing in the world. In fact, a professor at Princeton recently resigned from an international organization scientific organization that is pushing this whole scam of global warming due to man's made activities. And this professor emeritus, we have his letter, he said this is the most ridiculous thing in the world. I can't belong to an organization that falsifies science, and they are falsifying science. Science is no longer has anything to do with facts. It's what's politically expedient, and the political expedience is they want to decrease our use of electricity. And the way they justify it is saying, oh, we've got to control the emissions of carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is essential for life. We've had times where the carbon dioxide has been two or three times what it is today. But they want to really lower our living standards. When you understand that, it all makes sense. It has nothing to do with carbon dioxide. That's the excuse. And it certainly sounds like they're doing it, doesn't it, Deborah?
Oh, absolutely. They're well into this trickery that we're watching unfold right in front of our eyes. One person said, we are watching an amazing big government scheme and special interest game unfold.
Yeah, but of course, it's more than big government. This is an international agenda. There is, in fact, it's all part of something known as Agenda 21. Have you looked into that?
I'm familiar with it.
All right, fine. Well, let's talk a little bit about the people who are sensitive to the electromagnetic field. Now, I'm sure that some people probably are not, but I'm sure some people are. What do you know? How often are people sensitive to this, and what happens if they are sensitive to these radio fields, electromagnetic fields?
Well, there's a variety of symptoms. People are feeling dizziness, head pulsations, blurry vision. They are feeling a host of variety of things, headaches, just a lack of clarity, overall fogginess. And when they leave an area that has been deployed with smart meters and go into an area that's clean, doesn't have smart meters deployed, they immediately feel the symptoms, the relief of that. And it's hard to say, too, to what degree this might be exponentially causing the explosion of autism, because we know that that's increasing, that one out of every 91 births are now born on to the autism spectrum. And it's still out for determination as to what exactly is creating that. But kids on the spectrum are certainly very sensitive and have sensory overload issues by nature to begin with. So there are many, many concerns around the medical aspects, but the most important is that there just is no study done. It is minus a study. And our experience in the building world, where I lived my working life as developers in Southern California, we could never, ever commence a project without an environmental impact study. Environmental impact studies were always required at a great cost and a great delay in starting projects, which we had to have these studies. And the fact that both the utility companies that I've spoken to, well, all as a matter of fact, because there are no environmental impact studies that exist on this project, we were told by Southern California Edison at first by a customer service representative that the rollout of smart meters was not a large enough project to warrant an environmental impact study. And, of course, I knew that not to be the case.
You want to put in a house, you have to get an environmental house study. If you want to put an addition on your house, you have to get an environmental study. And you mean to tell me that the introduction of millions of smart meters is not a large enough project to justify an environmental impact study?
Well, that is what the representative of Southern California Edison said. They really did not know how to answer that question. This is new to many of the employees that work at these utilities as well. And quite frankly, I don't think they'd had that question really put before them at that point. Now they've gotten better at answering it, but the California PUC flat out said that all studies had been waived. So we are rolling out a massive operation without any studies.
Instead of a mass experiment on the American guinea pig, then.
Absolutely.
Well, now, basically, what percentage of people do you think react to this? Do we have any idea?
No idea. We'll learn as we go forward with this. As you say, it's a mass experiment.
Well, now, what about your clients, the people who rent or lease from you? I mean, what percentage of them are complaining of these issues, and how much of it is psychological and how much of it is real? Do we have any idea?
Well, that's hard to know, too. We do have folks that choose not to use cell phones or microwave ovens, and, of course, that's by choice.
Right.
This is not a choice, and when you have apartments, you have multiple meters oftentimes on one building wall, and that one particular unit could certainly have far more EMF exposure than the other units, for example. They're changing out the gas meters as well, not just the electric meters. And so we are working on ways in which to stop this at the door, at the threshold of each home.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
You can't do this, and are you going to charge PG&E $100 for violating this city ruling? Is that right?
That is correct, and right now I'm unaware how that is playing out. I do know that the more folks that stand with a no position and refuse the smart meter at their door, that is seeming to be what is deterring the smart meter from being deployed on their homes. There are many neighborhoods now in our area, the Santa Rosa area, where people are actually putting lawn signs out that say refuse PG&E smart meter. So for anyone else in the rest of the country, they could do refuse the smart meter. And that seems to be really allowing people, they don't know, people do not know they can say no and they can refuse. They're not being given that as an option through the utility company. The utility company is strong-arming many folks by saying, you have a utility easement with us. We are allowed to use that easement. There's a question that came up at the council meeting that we recently attended by the city attorney. There seemed to be a possible amount of consideration towards the overburden of easement. Some of these easements that cities have had with utility companies were generated back, the easement agreements were generated back in the 1930s. So much of the verbiage that pertained to wires and so forth never could have entertained the smart grid. That was another area in which seemed to maybe be a little wiggle room. But the large part is that we just have to refuse. We have to know, each person must know that they need to say no. And as a neighborhood, we're trying to seek people to expand beyond their front door, let their neighbors know. They do not want to be the only home on their block saying no. The more neighbors they can get involved, the better chance they have to prevent this deployment on their homes.
Well, you know, Sydney, PG&E is going to say, well, but this is going to save so much money. It's going to cut down on the carbon footprint. I mean, who could be, you know, against cutting back on the carbon footprint? And I think we need to stay with a resounding remark of this whole thing is a scientific fraud. And suddenly we have our good friend Art Robinson, who has collected over 32,000 signatures of scientists, climate scientists, who say there is no evidence that man's activity has led anything to global warming. This is a fraud put forward by Al Gore and the man who invented the Internet and just about everything else in reality and in our current society. And can you imagine Al Gore claiming he invented the Internet? But he also claims that global warming is a terrible problem and that, of course, the CO2 goes up and drives up the temperature, whereas actually, if you look at the charts very carefully, the CO2 goes up after the temperature rises, and is it because they're driving the CO2 out of the sink of the ocean? The ocean absorbs CO2. You heat up the ocean, and the CO2 comes off. In the same manner, if you heat up a bottle of Coca-Cola, why, the CO2 will come out and blow off the top of the Coke bottle. So basically, this whole thing is fraudulent, and there's more and more evidence coming out. It is fraudulent. I really think, Deborah, that this hopefully is going to get people thinking. Do you think it is? Are people up in arms up in your area?
Well, as they start to become aware of what the entire parameters of the smart meter are, they're getting frightened as well as angry and feeling deceived. And this is certainly more than what they understood the smart meter to provide them, because it's being represented so differently by the utility companies. I think, more importantly, landlords need to be concerned. They're in the dark. They don't realize that any EMF claims that are generated are going to fall in their wallets, in their pocketbooks, that there will not be an opportunity thus far for anybody to stand up and behind supporting. There's no report, so no study. And that is a real concern. I just am surprised that landlords are not really aware of the problem.
Well, of course, PG&E has hired some doctors who will say anything for money, and these doctors are saying, well, we've studied this thoroughly, and we find no evidence of this. They don't give us any scientific studies. They just say, we've studied this. Trust us. We're doctors. But, of course, doctors will sell their souls for money, and this is the problem that we face. And PG&E is certainly going to do anything they can to justify this, because it is a means of changing the structure of our lives, of changing the way you use electricity. Do you think the average person really understands that?
No, I absolutely do not. I think the average person believes that the smart meter is new technology, and they have no idea what goes beyond that that little monster that's going to be attached to their home.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather far across the field, let us swear allegiance.
Well, Deborah, certainly, as you talk to people, is there any sort of an organization out there that people can get affiliated with and get more information on this? Is there a website?
Well, there's actually several. There is spelled out EagleForumOfCalifornia.com, where there will be a petition available within a couple of days for people to support. There is also EMF, safetynetwork.org, where there is additional information on EMFs and health issues that you were discussing earlier. There's another website called TURN.org, and they have the latest smart meter boycott update information.
So they're placing places where people can begin to read about this. Now, certainly, is there any specific organization in your area that's leading the battle against this? I know Arlene Kula from the Eagle Forum is certainly very concerned about this and thinks it's an excellent means of beginning to educate people about this program of trying to get the public to decrease the utilization of electricity as we begin to forcibly lower the standard of living among our people. I would think people would be incensed.
Well, that is a surprise. You would certainly think that more people would be. I think that they're just in general not aware. The local newspapers and the media is absolutely missing in action on this, and that is deplorable. There's not the media coverage that should occur with presenting the folks the entire picture of what the smart meter does will do to their lives.
Well, I think that the whole thing we're going to begin to see, the whole structure of a life here in America is changing. Certainly the economic situation is going to contribute to that. Certainly more as more and more people lose their jobs, as more and more people lose their pensions, as more and more people lose their Social Security and Medicare coverage. But of course, this is part of an organized, orchestrated effort to force people to change the way they use electricity. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Deborah Tavares. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295 if you have a question or comment on this. But I think this is a very important subject because people, maybe they don't know all the ins and outs of this, but they know that something is wrong. Somebody wants to come on to their property and change their meter, and some people have really had very, very bizarre reactions because they are extremely sensitive to electromagnetic waves. Other people are not as sensitive. Some people say, it doesn't really do much of anything other than it's going to raise my electricity bill. Do we have any idea how much this raises electricity bills that people certainly don't go along with the agenda, and that is modify the way they use electricity during the middle part of the day?
Well, I'm glad that you brought the cost up. Initially, when the deployment started here in Northern California, many of the customers were experiencing tremendous increases to their utility cost. In fact, they were clamoring to such an extent that our utility company here invested $1.4 million to have an individual structure report done by a third party. It took them several months to finally say that the smart meter's accuracy was within standards. And the news came out and said that the smart meter is accurate. Well, the news media didn't really portray it as it was. What should have been said is that the smart meters indeed were accurate. Folks that were concerned about higher costs, there are higher costs.
But you see, that's the thing that's the beauty of this whole idea, Deborah. They talk about the wrong issue. The issue is not whether the smart meter is accurate. The meter is, the truth of the matter is, the smart meter is very accurate, and it can raise the cost of your electricity if you're using it at the wrong time of day. From their point of view, and their point of view is the midday is the time when they don't want you using electricity, and that's why the cost goes up. So what they say is, well, I mean, all these people complaining because their electricity cost goes up. Why? Oh, these are very accurate. Yes, they're absolutely accurate. And they're designed to increase the cost of your electric bill. That's what it's all about. Well, why doesn't anybody say that?
There are people now starting to say that. I think the concerns are escalating. I think that the groups are growing. I think that the neighborhoods are starting to take a greater look at this. They're understanding what's behind this. They're realizing that the costs are a major issue. I think for many people, the sense of invasion of privacy, because the adaptation of required appliance changeouts down the road will significantly increase the information that is sent to the receiver, which is the utility company, on in real time what appliances folks are using in their homes. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac recently purchased the the patent for the electrical receptacles that will be available to replace all our current outlets. This will be for direct monitoring of our toasters, our hair dryers, and the like. And they will know what we are using in our homes.
How will they be able to get into our homes and change the electric receptors?
Well, it will be encouraged. As of this point, that has not happened. They haven't started implementing that. Generally, at this point, we're seeing the encouragement through increased cost. As far as not changing out your appliances, when I asked the utility company about when that date would occur, that they would require people to change out their appliances, they said, well, it would be in the future. They didn't have a date. And they said that I asked them, well, what would happen when folks cannot afford to change out their appliances? They said, well, there would be programs available for people that complied to the financials and were able to be provided opportunities that would afford new appliances for them. Other folks that were not able to comply to those guidelines would be then considered using inefficient appliances, and therefore their costs would go up accordingly. They would have the old clunker version of the appliances. So folks would not be required to change things out. They would be charged much more if they did not.
And so basically they're using the cost of public electricity, and they're using the public utilities to control our lives and our activities. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment on what we're talking about, and wonder if you're getting your smart meters back in the East, where I know many of the people are listening to our station here at this time of night, New York, certainly Michigan, Cincinnati, Ohio, Lexington, Kentucky, and certainly here on the central coast of California. Why, and then, of course, people listening through the miracle of Internet and shortwave across America, like to know if you are getting the shortwave, the smart meters in your area. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is all part of the great program where they're going to be able to tell what time of day. In fact, if you're not using electricity there, know that you're not in your home. They will be able to monitor then, of course, how much electricity you use at specific times of day. And down the line, they're going to change the receptacles so that they can tell which of the appliances are drawing the most electricity and when you use them. That looks like it's terribly intrusive on the individual. I would think that people would be outraged that they would want to monitor every aspect of what we're doing in the privacy of our own homes.
Well, you certainly think people would be outraged, and that is why I'm happy to be on your program tonight to share our experiences up here in Northern California and what is happening in Southern California right now to increase the awareness, because this really seemed like a thief in the night upon us.
And, of course, this involves all the utility companies. They're all in on the scam. They understand what's happening. They just don't want the public to understand.
Absolutely. That is a fair statement, and that is a very fair statement. This is a hatched plan, and absolutely all of the utility companies are being mandated by their public utility commissions that are being mandated by the federal levels of energy.
But, of course, it's really a worldwide program, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just here in the United States. They want to regulate everything in every country throughout the world. It goes right along within India today. They've got 1.25 billion people. They're suddenly putting out ID cards for every Indian over there with all sorts of specific types of identifiers, RFID identifiers on the individual. They're doing this in China. They're doing it all throughout the world. When we had our recent census, why the census taker came to your door or your gate and punched in the location of your home on for a GPS localizer. And this was not simply in the United States. This program is going on all throughout the world. And what people really don't understand is that we are establishing a total surveillance society. We have satellites that can watch your every action from space. We have the ability to listen to all of your telephone calls through something known as Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. Go up in the Internet, check it out. E-C-H-E-L-O-N, the program of the NSA, going on for the last 25 or 30 years. They reach your faxes, they reach your emails, they're all kept electronically. They have everything you've ever said on a telephone recorded someplace on a little computer chip. But go up on the Internet, check out and see, is there really Project Echelon? How does it work? Not only here, but throughout the world, the people in Europe are furious because, of course, they also get all of our bids of our competitors in other countries for large contracts, and then we can give our corporations an advantage over them. If you find out what's going on in other countries, you'll find out that people are furious, and the average person in the United States has never heard of Project Echelon. Hi, Mario from Flint, Michigan. How are you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Doing fine. You're up late. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. My question is concerning this smart meter program and Agenda 21. I've heard that there is a booklet you can obtain that is basically the official Sustainable Development Agenda for Santa Cruz County, California.
Yes, it's available through our ministry, Mario. We have it.
That's what I thought you said. Is there anything in that official Sustainable Development Blueprint that goes along with this smart meter program?
Not really, because this was done actually about 1990. Remember, this was done before Agenda 21 was actually established. We are an experiment. They do experiments for all of the various government programs here. The original Medicare program was tried out here, experimented in our isolated area, and then the Agenda 21 was tried here, and then it was picked up and established as the Agenda 21 of the United Nations. But the one that we have, written in about 1990, does not specifically talk about the smart meters. They didn't even exist at that time.
But it sounds to me like this might be a plan to implement Agenda 21 step by step.
It is one aspect of Agenda 21. Do you have any thoughts on that, Deborah?
Well, of course, my thoughts are that it's a big governance position. I feel that, personally, it's such an invasion, such a cost factor, and such a control issue in our lives. Fundamentally change the way we will live in our home.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, Mario. Anything else you wanted to ask? But it's all about changing the way you live and letting the government monitor how you live and knowing what you are using in your house, what items you have, what certain appliances you have, when you use them. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Mario, anything else you wanted to ask?
Well, I just wanted to say one more thing. In my understanding, the booklet that I was referring to paints a picture of eventually setting up these sustainable communities where people are just crammed together in high-rise housing and government communes. And it seems to me like smart meters on the government buildings are just a natural way of doing things in that line of thinking.
Right. Of course, at least you can stay in your home for the time being, but we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out. This is part of an international program, part of Agenda 21, part of the agenda for the 21st century. to control the lives of people, not only the United States, but throughout the world. They want to get you out of your car, or they want you to limit the amount of water that you use, or they want to limit your carbon footprint, or they want to limit the amount of electricity you use. They want to regulate every aspect of human life. That's what it's all about. The Agenda 21, it's put out by the United Nations. It's available from Radio Liberty, along with the Earth Charter and the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the three musketeers of this move towards the controlled, regulated society. Anything else, Mario?
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
God bless, and okay. And again, that was Mario calling from Flint, Michigan. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, our guest today, Deborah Tavares, and we're talking about smart meters. Well, I mean, after all, you shouldn't know what you would want a dumb meter installed in your house. Smart meters must be good, in contrast to dumb meters, which is what you have today. And now, of course, we're going to be able to really save a lot of money, but of course, it's not going to be passed on to you. We're going to lay off a lot more people who, in the past, you know, working for PG&E or for the Southern California Edison or for electric companies throughout the world, have spent their lives, you know, monitoring gas meters, monitoring electric meters. But those days are gone forever. And everything is going to change and change dramatically. And so basically smart meters is simply a stepping stone as we move rapidly into what I believe is the brave new world that Aldous Huxley spoke so clearly about, you know, warned us about half a century ago. Well, certainly, Deborah, are there any organized groups in your area where people are holding meetings, where they're talking about these things, bringing them out, certainly targeting the city councils and boards of supervisors?
Yes, there's a group of us in Sebastopol, California, that is going to other communities that are organizing. We're in the process right now of combining several of the groups in the different areas, Marin and some other nearby locations. We're planning to combine our efforts. Right now, it's been a grassroots endeavor as the information has been catching on, and we're feverishly trying to get this across to folks. With everyone's got a brochure that we're trying to get pulled together and get out to people. We are finding that this is on our Achilles tendons here in Northern California right now. We are in the trenches, and we are, figuratively speaking, putting on the bayonets because the meters are being installed all around us by the thousands every day. We see the trucks come and go from the yards where they're transferring the smart meters and taking back the old analog meters back and forth, hundreds of trucks every day going into our communities and changing these meters. And we're just trying to educate all of our neighbors, letting them know what it is. It's a big, big process to do with them right here, right now at our doors.
And I'm sure it's very expensive, but the overall idea is they're going to be able to now justify massively increasing your electric bill. This is really what it's all about. And I don't argue whether the meters are accurate or not. They're incredibly accurate. They're accurate so that they can increase your electric bill. And when you understand that, that they want to force you to use less electricity, why, of course, then you understand what it's really all about. That's the common denominator, that in regulating and watching and observing your every activity.
Absolutely. Watching and regulating our activity, randomly extracting money out of all of our wallets and increasing the cost and defining the functions of how we live and how we operate in our homes.
And I think that people, once they understand what this is all about, hopefully they're going to be incensed and say, we're not going to put up with this sort of thing, and this is our hope. And Sydney, our guest has been, of course, Deborah Tavares. We're talking about smart meters. Do you have one in your home yet? It's coming to very, very soon. This is a nationwide program. This is a hemisphere-wide program. This is a worldwide program, just as Agenda 21 and, of course, the Global Biodiversity Assessment and the Earth Charter are all part of a massive program to transform Western civilization. Well, Deborah, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, I would hope that everybody that's listening to the show tonight would please...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Vulnerability to the EMG field, electromagnetic field, but some people do. And if you're one of those and you have one of those in your home, you're just going to have to get up and move elsewhere. This has happened to a number of people that we've heard about. God bless you, Deborah. Thank you for everything. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you for having me.
God bless. Okay, well, that was Deborah Tavares, and of course, this is an important issue. We're going to have Brian Sussman on Wednesday evening, and Brian's a good friend. He has his own radio program up in San Francisco, and he's going to be telling us more about the smart meter controversy. So we're going to put together a 4-tape set, so we'll have this available so you can reach others with the truth. We need to get the information out. We need to get people to understand what this is really all about, because believe me, it's far more than simply installing a meter, and because they certainly want to cut back on the number of meter maids and number of meter readers and gas readers. It's all about controlling you. And of course, if you're not acquainted with the Agenda 21, you need to get my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, my syllabus on sustainable development, our 4-tape set on sustainable development, and go to Right Along with Sustainable Development. is my talk on planned population reduction, because there are too many people in the world, you see, ladies and gentlemen, and they're using up all the natural resources. And, of course, the solution is to simply kill off most of the people in the world. Alexander King of the Club of Rome talked about how we had to outlaw DDT because it was saving too many lives. Certainly, Bertrand Russell talked about how what we needed was a plague to sweep the world every generation, so that because wars and abortion wouldn't kill enough people. Jacques Cousteau talked about, you know, the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. If you doubt that, we have the UNESCO courier where he's quoted as making that statement. Eliminate 350,000 people a day to bring the world back in balance. If you haven't seen the Georgia Guidestones, you can see pictures of them at my website at radioliberty.com, where they call for the elimination over 90% of the world's population, getting the world population down to 500 million in constant balance with nature. The Georgia Guidestones are built by a secret society, the Rosicrucians. That's what it's all about. Part of this whole brotherhood of darkness we talk about. Well, certainly we want to remind you that we are having our all-day conference. It's going to be next Sunday at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And if you don't have your reservation in, you have to have them in tonight, because tomorrow morning we tell them how many people we're having for lunch. And this is the last time we'll be announcing our all-day conference. So if you want to come, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Give us a call tonight, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the conference, bringing in people from across the country. We're going to have a great turnout. We're really pleased with the number of people. It should be 140, 150 people there, and Sydney, it'll be one of the best turnouts we've ever had. So we hope you can come and bring a friend. And we need to get them to understand what this is about. Certainly, Michael Shaw will be there talking on ICLEI, the International Coalition for, Local Environmental Initiatives. ICLEI, International Commission for Local Environmental Initiatives, part of a worldwide program to control your local community. So then, of course, Dr. Paul Williams will be there. Then Dr. David Ayoub will be there. Certainly, Sheriff Mack will be there. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. But remember, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we do hope you have a personal relationship with our Lord, because that's all going to see you through what lies ahead.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Right time, right place. It is the 11th of October, a holiday for some people. Columbus Day. And it was 10-10 yesterday.
Big day.
Did you know that kind of a date, where all three are the same, only happens so many thousand years.
Well, the way it looks now, we're going to have 10-10-10, 11-11-11, 12-12-12, and then we won't have it until the year 3001.
So you're experiencing something that doesn't happen all that often.
So I thank you very much for joining us on the Power Hour today, caring about your world, wanting to know what's going on, but at the same time, wanting to make a difference
one day at a time.
Well, our thoughts go out to Glenn Beck for the medical treatment or the diagnostic treatment he's undergoing.
We'll talk about that a little bit later.
So sorry to hear that he is going to have to do this and that he has a problem.
And I think the problem is worse than they're telling us also. If you have chipped your pet, you need to be aware of something. You need to go to a website called chipmenot.com. Very important website for those of you who have chipped or are thinking about chipping your pets. North Korea changing hands, big story over the weekend. Kind of a blue and orange story if you saw the television news regarding Kim Jong-un taking over. You heard about the infant that was abducted. Lots of you sent me that story. I wanted to focus on it. I had some concerns about it. I have even more concerns about that now. We'll talk about that. What about the man in Texas who was allegedly killed? And of course, Fox News doubted the story of the wife. Talking about how her husband was killed on his little Scooby-Doo vehicle in the water. Well, lots of you commented on Friday's show. Lots of you liked Friday's show. Want more of that? Want more for your children to be able to hear about what you would do differently? I really appreciate everyone that called in on Friday. It was just an excellent show. Bob Chapman.